Wikipedia.
Today is Sunday, July 14th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, UEFA Euro 2004 Final. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, where we dive into fascinating topics covered in Wikipedia articles. On today's episode, we're exploring an unforgettable chapter in football history, the UEFA Euro 2004 Final. The UEFA Euro 2004 Final was a football match that defied expectations and delivered one of the sport's greatest underdog stories. Picture this. It's July 4th, 2004, and the Estádio da Luz in Lisbon, Portugal, is buzzing with anticipation. Thousands of fans have gathered to witness the climax of the European Championship, an event that has already seen its fair share of surprises. But no one could have predicted what was about to unfold on that fateful day. This match wasn't just any final. It featured the mighty hosts Portugal, brimming with star power and youthful exuberance, against the unheralded Greece, a team that few had pegged to even get out of the group stages. Let's take a moment to set the stage. Portugal, coached by Luis Felipe Scolari, were the favorites. They had a squad filled with talented players like Luis Figo, Deco, and a young Cristiano Ronaldo. Their journey to the final was impressive, but filled with nail-biting moments, including a dramatic penalty shootout against England. The nation was dreaming of a first major international title, especially since they were the hosts. On the other side stood Greece, managed by Otto Rehhagel. Greece was mostly known for their defensive prowess and discipline, not exactly a recipe that screams excitement, yet they captured the world's imagination. After all, they had already beaten defending champions France and the star-studded Czech Republic to book their place in the final. They were defying all odds. The final match began with an electric atmosphere. Portugal attacked relentlessly, trying to break down the wall of Greek defenders. But Greece held firm, frustrating the Portuguese time and again. Then, just after the hour mark, Greek legend Angelos Charisteas scored with a powerful header from a corner kick. It was the moment that would go down in history. Greece held on to their 1-0 lead valiantly, thwarting every Portuguese attempt to equalize. When the final whistle blew, it wasn't just a victory, it was a monumental moment in football history. Greece had won their first major international tournament, and they did it with grit, determination, and masterful strategy. This match is a classic underdog story, the type of tale that keeps us coming back to sports, reminding us that in football, anything truly is possible. Let's take a step back and think about the broader implications of this victory. For Greece, Euro 2004 was more than just a football tournament. It was a source of immense national pride, something that united the country in a time when they desperately needed it. Greece had recently experienced economic hardships, and this victory provided a much-needed lift to the national spirit. For Portugal, it was a bittersweet night. They had come so close to glory on home soil, only to see it snatched away. Yet this loss also laid the groundwork for future successes. Many of the players who were heartbroken in 2004 would later be part of Portugal's triumph at Euro 2016, including Ronaldo. I want to take this moment to draw your attention to a larger question. What does it mean for a team to be an underdog? And how does their triumph resonate on a global scale? We live in a world where the narrative often favors the privileged, the talented, the favorites. But when an underdog triumphs, it shakes our perceptions. It reminds us that with hard work, belief, and a little bit of luck, anything is possible. So let's think about our own lives. When have you been the underdog? When have you defied expectations and come out on top? These stories are powerful, and they remind us of the unlimited potential within each of us. The 2004 Euro final also sparks another fascinating discussion, the role of strategy versus talent in sports. Greece, objectively, did not have the same level of individual talent as Portugal, but what they showcased was impeccable strategy and teamwork. It raises a good question for us. Do we overestimate the importance of individual talent and underestimate the power of a well-executed plan? This isn't limited to sports, but applies to business, education, and even personal projects. In our rapidly changing world, where new technologies and societal shifts are the norms, these old stories have fresh relevance. They call attention to teamwork, strategy, and the perseverance needed to navigate challenges. If today's story sparked your interest, I highly encourage you to delve deeper into the Wikipedia article on the UEFA Euro 2004 final. It's rich with details and anecdotes that capture the essence of that unforgettable match. Thank you for joining me on this journey through one of football's most extraordinary moments. Remember, keep the spirit of the underdog alive and never underestimate the power of a well-devised plan. Stay curious, stay inspired, and join us next time on Wikipedia as we explore more intriguing stories from Wikipedia. Until then, keep questioning, keep exploring, and keep believing in the extraordinary.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, UEFA Euro 2004 final. Thanks for listening. See you next time.